This is 89.7 KFJC and broadcasting from Foothill College. This is KFJC, Los Altos Hills. We also heard Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin singing Guys and Dolls. And Guys and Dolls actually is going to be one of the pieces that Ye Old Town Band is going to be playing tomorrow. Tomorrow at Shoup Park in Los Altos. The Old Town Band plays a regular last Sunday of the month concerts from April through September. And we've got the band leader, the conductor, John LaRoche with us here today. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me, Robert.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit, because you started off actually in the band, right?
Well, I joined the band back in 1990 after laying off my instrument, the trumpet, for a while. And I've been playing trumpet for them until 2003 when I took over as director of the band.
So how long has...
Actually, 2004.
How long's the band been together?
The band originated, it was a long history of the band. It started out originally from... a retired trumpet player from Ringling Brothers Circus, Joe Stefan, moved out here to California from Florida, Sarasota, Florida, I believe is where they were home based. And he started a little band in Redwood City, a handful of musicians that played some Dixieland and a few tunes that was a gazebo type music that you'd hear in a park. And from then on, it progressed until about 1971. He had up to about 18 musicians in Redwood City, and they had built themselves a gazebo on wheels, and they would do the couple of parades up there in Redwood City. And then, for some reason, I'm not sure exactly why, but there was a grant from the city of Los Altos, from their Chamber of Commerce in 1972. To try to woo them down to Los Altos. So it worked. They moved to Los Altos in 1972. And in 1973, Joe Stefan moved on, and Eldon Wigman picked the band up in 1973. And then it had about 20 musicians under Eldon's direction. And now it's still in Los Altos. We have about 60 members on the roster with about 50 playing at any given time.
That's a fair sized orchestra.
A good sized orchestra.
Yeah.
Eldon passed away in 2002, and then we had a director that was trumpet player in the band, Russell Reed. He was a well known band director in the area. He was Carl Mott's high school's band director, and he was an outstanding musical conductor. Took his band to several state, band festival championships. And so he had the band a couple of years. And he let it go in 2004 because, he was retired and he wanted to travel and do some things. And he just couldn't commit to the band.
So you're a young guy.
I'm a young guy. So. Yeah, right. So I've had it since 2004. And it's my sixth year. And we're doing okay.
And so that's so tell us a little about the kind of programs that you do.
Well, we do programs, like you said, we do concerts in the park, Shout Park, May, June, July, August, September. That's our concert season. We also do the Los Altos City program on the 4th of July in the morning. They have a celebration program. We play that. We play two parades of the year, the Pet Parade in the middle of May, and the Festival of Lights Parade in November, both in Los Altos. We continue to have the motorized gazebo that'll hold 21 now. And of course, it was rebuilt in 2006. The old one just gave it up. It was from a 1947 Chevy chassis.
Chevy chassis?
The old one, and it finally just actually quit on us in a parade. We just finished the lap of the Festival of Lights 4 years ago, 3 years ago, and it just quit. So, anyway, we do have that. We have a concert setting in Shout Park, and we play, we play show tunes, we play marches, we play TV movies, we play standard medleys of standards, It's music you want to hear, music people know the tunes to, and it's music for in the park, as you sit in the park with your picnic on a Sunday afternoon.
So tell a little about the park, because it's a great park.
Shout Park is located in Los Altos, off of University Avenue, Los Altos, not Palo Alto, Los Altos. And it's down behind some residential houses. You drive down, and there's a community facility there called the Garden House, which is part of Los Altos City Rec Department's building there. They rent out. There's things that go on there, weddings, you know, retirements and things. And the park itself is situated among between a creek and some houses. It's not a very large park. One end has a playground for kids that was really a nice one. It was updated a few years ago. It's grassy. It's plenty of shade. There's plenty of shade there. And the city, you know, they've let us do our concerts there. And it's, that's where we've been.
It's certainly a nice place. It's kind of a long, thin park.
Long, thin park.
And completely surrounded by houses. So
right,
you don't,
right.
you wouldn't, you know, and it's kind of down in a little valley. So you wouldn't, you don't see it at all from the street.
You don't. You really have to look for the sign, Shout Park.
And it's almost better to actually park on the street.
It is, because there's a limited amount of parking right at the park.
Uh-huh.
It's best to park up on the street and walk. It's about a block in there, down there. It's not very far. Most people do. And it's easy out also.
Mm-hmm.
You can walk up and leave easy.
And so bring a picnic lunch and,
a blanket. Picnic lunch, blanket.
Folding chair.
Beverages, folding chair. The band does have refreshments for sale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some drinks and a few snacks and things. So, you know, you can buy some refreshments there. It's just something that's pleasant. It's a family outing, and we enjoy doing it.
Well, let's play one of the songs that you'll be performing tomorrow. You won't have Dinah Shore singing it, but here's Buttons and Bows on KFJC, your source for sound. So that's Henry Mancini music from Hatari, and Hatari is going to be one of the pieces played tomorrow at the concert in Shoup Park, the Old Town Band. We have John Deloche, who's the director, in the studio with us. This is 89.7 KFJC and the Norman Bates Memorial Soundtrack Show. How did you get started in music, John?
I was began playing the trumpet in grade school. I actually started out on drums, actually, and then moved over to the tuba. And then by junior high, I was playing a trumpet in junior high. High school, and then I laid off, you know, schooling and family and, you know, career and all that. So I started back, probably laid off about 1970, I think, and came back into it about 1989, playing again.
Mm-hmm.
And been playing ever since. I play in several bands around the area.
So what are the kind of members of the Old Town Band? I mean, where do they come from? Who are they?
Well, they're from all walks of life. We have everyone from lawyers. We have a doctor. We have school teachers. We have any people that work in Silicon Valley. We have all walks of life, all age groups, from teenagers up to, I want to say, close to 80. I hope I'm not embarrassing anyone, but we have the whole spectrum of the age groups. All talent levels, different levels of music talent. And I think people are there, they just like a place to play and like to play their horn. They like to work to make the best sound they can.
And then so it's like it's brass and woodwinds and percussion.
Brass, woodwinds, percussion. We have no strings.
Mm-hmm. So that makes it, because usually a lot of recording bands for soundtracks are only about 50 or 60 pieces, and a large amount of that is strings.
Right.
So you've got a lot of brass firepower.
We do, and you probably heard that the other night in rehearsal. And we have a tremendous lower brass section, and that includes lower reeds, and you know it really makes the band. It's a full sounding band because of the number of instruments we have. We try to strive for balance and all the things you try to do to sound, make music.
And so the programs, like you said, that you do a lot of popular music, a lot of John Philip Sousa, the kind of stuff that goes well in a park.
It does. It's music you want to hear in a park, an old-fashioned band in a park. Mm-hmm. It's not rock. It's not rap. It's not reggae. It's the old-fashioned type of music that used to be typically Americana back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, coming up through there. The music your grandparents and your parents listen to.
So you always start off your concerts with Join the Circus.
Right.
So talk a little about that piece.
From what I understand, that was a piece that has always started off, even when Joe Stefan had his band, he liked to play that tune, Join the Circus. It was a tune that the Ringling Brothers Circus Band started out with on their shows. And Joe Stefan did it when he organized his band out here. Eldon kept it going for almost the 30 years he was band director, and I've just kept it going also. The band started out as a circus theme from a circus performer, mm-hmm. so it's sort of has that. That's the reason we just keep it there.
And so you guys, the nice thing is you guys all get there first, so you get under that nice, what is that, big oak tree that you get under.
There's a couple of nice big oaks there, and we set up underneath there. There's plenty of shade, and we do have, we use, the city supplies the chairs, and we have our own riser, so we just set up our own stage before performance.
That's cool.
We try to save some parking for the big instruments and drummers, although we don't have the police, there's no authority to reserve parking spaces. But mm-hmm. We try to gently do that with some cones.
Some cones out, so the guys would have to lug the big drums and the tubas, they don't have to walk too far.
Right.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, because, as the conductor, everybody sees conductors in front of orchestras, mm-hmm. and they're there, with their baton. Yes. What does a conductor do?
Well, the conductor, it sort of shapes the music in the band. You set the tempos. You try to interpret the dynamic levels. You try to bring the best that you can out of your band to interpret what is on the page and the way the music was written, the way the author of the music wanted it done. And sometimes you do have your own style of doing things. We play some things totally different than maybe you've heard them in tempo-wise. For example, Hotari, we play about twice that fast. Mm-hmm. It, 'cause slow in the park sometimes doesn't work. You need peppy stuff. So we take some slow music and play it up. Mm-hmm. So it kind of keeps people cheerful.
Right. Yeah. So they don't fall asleep.
So they don't fall asleep.
And get sunburned.
After eating a big lunch. It's just...
Yeah. And the other thing too is that you will do, you'll do like some suites of things, so that for like the Buttons and Bows piece we played is for a tribute to Bob Hope that has a number of different pieces all together.
We have a lot of medleys that have different tunes, and we like that because you can get it keeps it interesting. You're not dwelling on one tune for 5 minutes. You have two or three, four tunes in a 5 or 6 minute period. Mm-hmm. So it keeps things moving, keeps you from getting tired of any tune. You keep hearing the same thing. Conductor also has to, do some arranging and do the, we try to introduce new music. A couple of pieces every year we try to put in that are brand new right off the printer. And so I take the time to pick that just right. It has to fit our band. We just can't play some things off the shelf. It's just, we're just not able to do some of those.
Well, the theme to Psycho, that's all strings.
It's
you
all
obviously
strings,
wouldn't
for example.
Be able to do.
Yeah, and we have an arrangement of Star Wars, but it's the full-blown John Williams arrangement, which, we don't even have half the instrumentation it takes to play some of that.
So there's big gaps, right?
Yeah.
Everybody stops and they're waiting for something else to play.
There's timpanis and mallet pieces through there that, we don't have. So, and it's complex, very mm-hmm. complex. That's the kind of music you have to rehearse every day for 6 months to be able to play it.
Wow.
It's hard.
Uh-huh.
So we have three rehearsals, three Thursday nights, and a concert through our concert season. So we have only three rehearsals to prepare.
Mm-hmm. So. But you do, but you have like a you know, kind of a number of pieces that you bring back. So some of these are familiar to people.
I would say a lot of it is familiar to those that have been around the band more than 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
You probably hear our whole repertoire in about 3-4 years, mm-hmm. within 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've been around that, you've played it before. So, and if you've been around for 20 or 30 years, you've played it many times. So, and we also, try to, there's no auditions. We just, anyone, it's a community band. It's sponsored by the city of Los Altos. We also have some other sponsors, the Lions Club, Kiwanis Club, Rotary Club. And it's an open band. You come sit in where you're comfortable. And by doing that, most people migrate to where they're at a comfortable level, a comfortable chair playing the part they can.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, it seems like that having a whole range of both abilities and ages, that the way you set the schedule in mm-hmm. of what you're going to play and what order you're going to play it,
right.
You know, that you still want people to have, if you're going to, you want the band to still be peppy at the end of the concert as well as the beginning. So
yes, and I've tried to so it doesn't always work, but I try to put the more complex pieces up front in the first set,
mm-hmm.
first half, so that the trumpets aren't playing above the staff, the last tune of the piece. However, they are with our concert finale. But the general idea is to do the complex stuff first, or when people are fresh, and then taper off at the end with more, you know, easier going type things.
So Ye Olde Town Band will be playing tomorrow starting at 1:30, going till 3:30 at Shute Park in Los Altos. It's kind of right across the street from downtown, right across the street from the Methodist Church that you can see from Foothill Expressway, right across from downtown. And it's kind of back behind some houses down a little hill, so you don't actually see the park from the road. Park on the road, bring a blanket and some chairs, some folding chairs, and find a good place that's shady. And tomorrow from 1:30 to 3:30. And tomorrow I'm going to be the guest narrator, and so we're going to be doing a contest, the sort of the ultimate KFJC television mystery theme contest. Is going to be a ballot that's in the program that we pass out. And the band is actually going to play the medley of tunes twice, so once right up front and then once right before intermission. So you've got two chances to get them all right, and so you've got Bewitched, because we gave that to you this morning. And I'll also tell you that it starts off with that the other thing we're going to give you is that it starts off with I Love Lucy. So you've got, and that's not even part of it. That's, it'll be, there'll be other themes to identify, but it'll be a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. So it's a fun piece to play and a fun piece to listen. We've got some prizes for that. And John, maybe we could talk about, some of the other pieces that we're gonna play, Frank and Dean singing Guys and Dolls. There's going to be a medley of music from Guys and Dolls.
That's right. We have Luck Be a Lady, Bushel and a Peck, If I Were a Bell, and Rockin' the Boat from that Guys and Dolls.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to play entitled A Leroy Anderson Portrait, which has some very familiar tunes. We have Bugler's Holiday, and we also have The Syncopated Clock. Everyone's probably heard that one. We're going to play a Looney Tunes overture, which includes, if you grew up in the 50s, you heard these tunes on cartoon shows, you know, the Bugs Bunnies and Porky Pigs and those type shows. So that's the Looney Tunes overture. We have a salute to Bob Hope, some of the tunes that he was famous for. We're doing the Wizard of Oz Fantasy. We have a couple of marches. We have the Liberty Bell and Colonel Bogey marches. And we also will play a couple of tunes that's entertainment, and a Never on Sunday tune. So should be a nice program, upbeat program for everyone.
So what's the kind of music that you like, and what's the kind of music that's your favorites?
Well, I tell you, I'm a jazz enthusiast. I play in a couple of jazz bands straight ahead. I'm also in a traditional Dixieland band. So I'm more into the jazz scene rather than concert music.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoy doing this. It brings me back to the roots of music. I kind of got it by default. And so I thought I'd try it a year or two, and here I'm on my sixth year. So it's kind
you're
of
still a, having fun, it seems
and
like.
I'm having fun, and it's a fun thing to do.
Really. And you get to wave a stick at people.
I do, and I get to tell people what to do sometimes. Yeah.
So what's your favorite part of the concert?
I really like the beginning. I like to start it off because I know we got, about an hour and a half, 2 hours ahead of us. That's fun, so I like to start the fun part of it.
Uh-huh. Start it off. Feel that excitement.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone, I think everyone is just ready to go. At 1:30. So, as it wears on, I mean, it's satisfying to know as you go along, you know you've done a pretty good job. And I know the people behind me enjoy it. That's a biggie, too.
Mm-hmm.
The audience enjoys it. And we do have a real good attendance this year. It's been a pretty full park on occasion.
So that's a good hint to get there early because the shade moves around.
The parking fills up.
Uh-huh. And so bring a blanket, bring a folding chair, bring a picnic lunch. And tomorrow starting at 1:30 at Shute Park, right off of University Avenue in Los Altos, right across the street from the Methodist Church that's there. You can kind of walk down, park on the street, walk on down, find a place to sit. And from 1:30 to 3:30, you'll be hearing music from Henry Mancini, Scott Joplin, The Wizard of Oz, Guys and Dolls, lots of stuff. And, of course, the ultimate KFJC television mystery theme live that you'll have to find 10 pieces that are in this medley and correctly identify those. So that'll be a lot of fun. This is the first time anything like that's been done with the band.
This is the first time we've done that, and we're going to see how it works. It's an experiment. We're always experimenting.
It's definitely true. Yeah.
See what works.
But it's going to be a lot of fun, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to thank the band for asking me to be the narrator.
Well, it's our pleasure. We had you a couple of years ago, and it was a big success. And mm-hmm. People have been asking to have you back. And so,
oh my gosh,
we'll accommodate this year, and it'll be another fun concert.
Well, that's cool. That's cool.
Thank you,
Robert. So tomorrow from 1:30 to 3, the Old Town Band. And you can go to windband.org/oldtown, town without an E at the end.
Right.
And that's the website for the Old Town Band. It's a good, or you can just put Los Altos Ye Old Town Band in your favorite search engine, and that'll find it pretty quick, too. And that gives you, you can find a map there.
There's a map. Our concert schedule and a write-up on the band and personnel and the whole deal with the band.
The whole bit, yeah.
Yeah.
So this ought to be a lot of fun tomorrow.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it very much.
Yeah. So let's play a couple more pieces. Let's start with The Syncopated Clock. This is Laura Anderson. And maybe not exactly how it starts. Before we play The Syncopated Clock, I got to say that at the July concert, you did the typewriter song. And by Laura Anderson,
mm-hmm.
and that's pretty cool because you actually have a typewriter that's in it,
right?
And that's a tough piece to play on typewriter.
It is. One of our percussionists, Greg Worm, asked if we could do that because he had done it before in another band somewhere. So he came up with a typewriter. He worked it out, and we put a typewriter there with a microphone on it, and he went away on it, and it worked out very well.
Because I liked what he did for people who aren't familiar with the piece, mm-hmm. You have the sound of the typewriter with the little bell that rang when you got to the end of the carriage, and you had to return the carriage.
Right.
So you had all those sound effects that were part of the piece.
Right.
And of course, that it's not the same amount of typing each time before the bell rings. So he had like a little school bell there too,
right.
And so he could hit that for the bell. That worked out pretty well.
Yeah,
that worked out pretty
very well. Another experiment that happened to work very well.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's play the typewriter song. Well, it won't be played tomorrow, but it was pretty
right.
enjoyable.
Yeah.
So thank you, John.
Thank you, Robert.
And tomorrow, the Ye Olde Town Band at Shoup Park in Los Altos on your source for sound, KFJC. So, hey, the syncopated clock. What a cool piece. Leroy Anderson. This is 89.7 KFJC and the Norman Bates Memorial Soundtrack Show. We have in the studio Jean LaRoche, who is the director of the Ye Olde Town Band. They've got a Sunday afternoon concert that they do from April through September, and it's the last Sunday. The last Sunday is tomorrow. So tomorrow it'll be in Shoup Park from 1:30 to 3:30 I myself, Robert Emmett, will be narrating, and we're giving away some fabulous prizes for a television mystery theme done live. There'll be a medley of sitcoms, and we know that I Love Lucy and Bewitched are going to be part of it, but you'll have to figure out the rest. So you've got some cool plans that you're looking at trying to put together, for future shows. Some of the guys to do kind of Dixieland in front of a big band arrangement.
Yeah, we have an arrangement of a Dixieland traditional Dixieland medley that we can put a small Dixieland band out in front of the main band and have them play Dixieland style with an accompaniment, the big band accompaniment. That's been in our repertoire a while, and I think the last time it was attempted was probably 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Not too well, actually. So we're going to try to clean that up and see how it goes, you know.
But, you know, you've got you figure that you've got, between 50 and 60 people
mm-hmm.
that are playing live. They've only done three practices,
right.
And most of them have a day job. So,
right.
So I mean, the great thing is that it's live music. It's just like getting together with your friends and neighbors and being able to share music with them.
Yeah, it's the main thing. It's fun. It's live. It's right now and real time and bumps and all. And, you know, it's fun. It's just a rush to do it live like that.
And you can't beat it live. I mean, you just can't. As
no,
much as
no.
I would like it, no. Having people listen on radio, being able to listen to it live is just
that's right.
absolutely amazing.
It is. It's so much, it's such a better, more meaningful experience to hear it live.
Mm-hmm.
And to watch musicians. I notice people, some people come stand around the edge of the band, and they are actually watching the musicians fingering on their horns and stuff.
Oh, really?
And it's really like, you know, I never thought about that, but there are people interested in that sort of thing.
So that's cool.
You know.
That's cool.
So, and we have a lot of parents come up and talk to some of our musicians because they're trying to figure out maybe what they could get their child interested in, what instrument.
Mm-hmm. So. What instrument is the least annoying for a 12-year-old to practice
right,
every day at
right,
home?
Right, probably the one the parent would, agree on there. Yeah.
But what's nice is that you've got all these people who have a connection to music, and even though it's not their full-time thing, it's nice to be able to get together and do that on a regular regular
right,
event.
Right. Yeah. And on occasion, we have some students in their teens. Some of the school programs are drying up due to the economy and what have you, and they need a place to play in the summer. We have a couple of some of that, and so you know a lot of times they drop in for a rehearsal or two, and then you know maybe not stay with us. But it's an outlet to play your instrument. So,
yeah, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. So, so if you're for somebody who's looking to join a band that the band plays Sunday concerts April through September. So the next one is going to be tomorrow, and then August 30th and September 27th. And the great great way for people who horn or woodwind players to you know, to get back in. I'm surprised how many tubas you had. It's it's a nice nice complement of instruments.
Well, we still have two on vacation, so there were three there the other night. So.
So tomorrow, 1:30 to 3:30, the Old Town Band. You can find out more at Windband, WindBand.org/Old Town. And thanks, Sean.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate you having me down today.
And so we'll see everybody tomorrow.